Hey Katambay, are you having a difficult time being consistent? Sa buhay na ito, I believe na napaka-importante na sa mga gampanin natin, sa mga tasks natin, sa mga activities natin, tayo ay consistent. And this is what I'm going to share to you in this episode. I pray that this will empower you and equip you to have this discipline and be consistent sa mga gawain mo. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives. It's what we do consistently. This is a quote from Tony Robbins. Katambay, yes, naniniwala akong lahat tayo ay may pangarap. Pero bakit nga ba yung iba ay parang kayang-kaya nila yung journey nila? Yung proseso ng pagpunta sa mga pangarap nila, parang sisiw lang. Pero eto ako, kagaya ko ba kayo, parang hirap na sa bawat hakbang para umabot sa dulo. Ang tanging alas ko lang ay hindi po ako sumusuko. Hakbang pa rin kahit maliit na hakbang. Uulit-ulitin itong hakbang na ito hanggang ang finish line ay marating. Hindi ko man makuha agad or marating kaagad ang destination ko, I'll be consistent naman sa bawat maliit na hakbang or gawain para marating ang pangarap ko. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, or baka naman may ibang platform ka pang pinakikinggan ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. Now, Cambridge Dictionary defined consistency as the quality of always behaving or performing in similar ways or of always happening in a similar way. Linaw, di ba? Umuulit. Paulit-ulit, on loop. Repeat. Again. Ito katambay ang consistency. Naalala ko nung ako ay sumali sa marathon. 5 kilometers po yun. As we begin, nagmadali akong mauna sa iba. Pinilit kong, alam niyo yun, magkaroon ng distansya sa mga nakakarami. Mauna, maging nandoon sa dulo na. By the way, bago ako magpatuloy sa kwento, hindi naman po ako talaga runner. Hindi rin ako ganung ka-healthy para tumakbo ng ganung kalayo. At hindi rin kondisyon ang aking katawan para mag-marathon. So guess what? Hindi pa ako nakakatagal. Hinihingal na ako. I found myself gasping for air and super hanap ng tubig. Yung mga inunahan ko nung simula, inabutan na ako. At yung iba pa nga, nalagpasan na ako. I found myself walking at hinihingal sa simula pa lang ng marathon. I learned something very important here na ang buhay ay parang marathon. Hindi naman unahan o pabilisan. Basta need mo lang to take that one step forward at a time. Hindi kailangang nagmamadali. Importante lang ay consistent kang humakbang and eventually you'll get to where you want to go. You'll get to be who you want to be. Ito ang ginawa ko katambay in order to finish the marathon. Hindi na ako nagmamadali. Running with the right pacing, yun ang ginawa ko. Slowing down or walking if I need to. Eventually, I arrive at the finish line. Umabot ako. Nakarating ako. Hindi dahil nagmadali ako, o hindi dahil naging consistent ako. And with that, mga katambay, I want to leave you these two questions. May area ba ng buhay mo ngayon na parang minamadali mo? May mga pangarap ka bang parang minamadali mo? My second question is this. Have you tried being consistent with your actions instead? Rather than minamadali mo. I need you to reflect on those questions, Katambay. Big help ito as we have this awareness na baka gaya ko, minadali ko ang marathon, pero mas nakatulong sa akin nung naging consistent ako at hindi ako nagmadali. Check mo, Katambay, ha? Kasi baka instead of choosing consistency, mas pinipili mong to be in a hurry. And kadalasan, yan ang rason why we get tired kagad and why we don't finish the task or get to our goals. Now, let me share, Katambay, some reasons why we are inconsistent. And also, isha-share ko na rin dito yung solution para maging consistent naman tayo. Okay? Number one, when the goal is not clear and you don't set your priorities, nagiging inconsistent tayo. Kapag ang goal ay hindi klaro sa'yo, wala kang nilalagay na importansya, ano ang dapat unahin, yan, nagiging inconsistent talaga. Kapag hindi klaro ang dapat mong gawin or dapat mong makamit, then there will be no push or no reason for you to be consistent. You will just settle na, okay muna, dito muna, mamaya na. Ayan. Maaayos din naman ang output na ito. Diba? Then, on the other day, parang okay ka na uli. Alam mo yun, wala kang consistency. Ano ibig sabihin? Okay ngayon, bukas hindi. Okay uli ngayon, okay uli the following day, then bukas uli hindi. Then hindi uli, no? May kakilala ka bang ganito? Or baka naman Katambay, ikaw ito. If hindi mo po binibigyang importansya ang gusto mong marating, then it will be difficult for you to be consistent. Ito yung sinasabi kong priority. Naalala ko yung kwento ng isang youth na lumapit po sa akin and he's seeking advice about sa love life niya. Wow, no? Naging Dr. Love ako bigla. He was saying na hirap na po siya sa relationship nila. And I was just listening. Palagi na raw po kasi silang nag-aaway at hindi na nagkakaintindihan. Napapagod na raw siya sa ganong setup. Alam nyo, I ask him, straightforward, no? Ganun naman ako, hindi ako paligoy-ligoy. Tinanong ko siya, mahal mo pa ba? At ang response niya sa akin, kuya, mukhang hindi na ata. And I told him, then yan ang bottom line. Yan ang dahilan kung bakit parang umaayaw ka na, sumusuko ka na, okay? At hindi ka na consistent. Kasi hindi na siya mahalaga. Aray ko, nakarelate ka ba dito, Katambay? Pero yun talaga ang rason. If importante kasi sa iyo ang isang bagay or isang tao, you will do your best to be consistent dito. Tama o tama? Personal example lang po, itong podcast kong ito. Mahigit 2 taon ko na po itong ginagawa and ang daming ups and downs ko dito. Ang daming lessons, ang daming failures, ang daming mistakes. Pero the reason why I'm still here is dahil importante po para sa akin ang ginagawa kong ito. To make an impact in the lives of others, to guide and empower you, Katambay, and syempre, para sa aking anak. Ito ang iiwan ko sa kanya. Yun ang purpose nito. Yun ang goal nitong podcast ko pong ito. Klaro sa akin. Kaya alam ko ang dapat kong gawin. And inspires me to be consistent. Ito ang solution ko, Katambay. Okay? So it's good that we know our priorities. Alamin mo kung ano ang mahalaga o importante sa iyo. Mahalaga ba sa iyo ang health? Then make it a point to be consistent in eating healthy foods or exercise or sleep early. Importante ba sa iyo ang studies? Then be consistent in studying. You read. You do your assignment on time. You participate sa class. Importante ba sa iyong family? Then learn to be consistent in communicating and expressing your love to them. Make it clear, Katambay, so you could know what are the consistent, clear steps that you need to take para maging consistent. Now, before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Bah! Sorry for interrupting the podcast you're listening to. We're the Holy Sheep Podcast powered by The Abundance Network. I'm Nico with J-Pol and Lian. We talk about where God is in our everyday and how He constantly finds ways to speak to us in where we are.
You can listen to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Enjoy listening to the rest of the episode, Friendship!
Pagkatapos nyo pong pakinggan itong episode na ito, I encourage you to listen to them, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Alright, let's move on. Another reason is walang disiplina. No discipline. Napaka-importante po sa pagiging consistent ang discipline. It is what will push you to repeat it, ulitin, and gawin muli. Example, sinabi ko kanina yung health. Perfect sa akin yan kasi nga I need to reset. Na-share ko po sa last episode, no, that I am in a reset season. Kasi I need to fix my health. Dahil nga nasa border na po ang aking sugar, ang aking cholesterol. So, kailangan kong maging healthy. So, I need to be disciplined with what I eat. So, I eat less rice na ngayon. Dapat every evening ay no rice na po ako. Kung kaya, one rice meal a day na lang po ako. More vegetables, more fruits for me. Less ng matatamis and syempre more water. Kahit nga po yung paborito kong kape ay binawasan ko na rin. Ang hirap niyan, ha? Discipline. Discipline sa dapat kainin at bawal kainin. Tapos everyday dapat dala-dala ko po itong disiplina na ito. Dahil you know, I'll be tempted. I know that I'll be tempted to go back into eating junk foods, unhealthy foods, sweets, and of course, more coffee. I need to remind myself of my why. My convincing why. Why do I have to do this? Why do I need to be disciplined? Why do I need to be consistent? Bakit ko kailangan gawin ito? Kung ang dream ko at purpose are convincing me to be there na maabot talaga ito, then alam nyo, katambay, dapat disiplinado po talaga. And this will help you to be consistent. Let's move on. Another reason why we're not consistent. Kasi maraming distractions. There are external and internal distractions. Okay? External, ang daming ganap. Kunyari, gusto mong maging consistent in your studies. Eh, kaya lang, super distracted ka ng social media. Super distracted ka ng Netflix at tawag dito, Disney Plus. Super distracted ka ng mga gawain pang iba. So, hindi ka nakakatutok. Distraction, external. Distracted ka rin sa mga pagmamarites. Patay na. Are you getting this, katambay? And internal as well. Well, number one is internal voices telling you that you can't do it, telling you that wala namang saysay, telling you na it won't be effective, that you won't be effective. So, dun pa lang, nagkakaroon na kagad ng internal distraction para ipagpatuloy mo. Para magsubok muli, para umulit, maging consistent, di ba? Eh, dito pa lang, internally pa lang, parang natatalo na tayo eh. Because of this distraction. Okay? Ano pa? Emotions. Internal distractions, emotions. Kapag wala ako sa mood, when I'm sad, when I don't feel it, di ba? So, ang tendency mo, hindi ka na lang magiging consistent. Pass na lang. O kaya, cheat day na lang. Eh, walang mangyayari kung puro ka may cheat day, puro ka pass. Diba? Hindi mo maaabot, hindi ka makakarating. Dahil lang nangyayari, puro ka na excuse. At first, ginagawa mong rason, pero ang totoo, yung rason mo maskara lang sa para maging sa mga excuses na meron ka. So this is causing so much problem as we choose to be consistent. So you need to, well, first know these distractions, the external and internal distractions na meron ka for this certain activity, for this certain goal, for this dream mo, para maabot mo. And then, work on it. Work on it. Think on ways on how you can overcome it. These distractions para maging consistent ka. Okay? Another, why we're not consistent? For being a yes person. Ang hirap magpatuloy sa isang gampanin kung dagdag ka ng dagdag ng mga obligasyon. Chances are, kaya ka hindi nagiging consistent is overwhelmed ka with a lot of things to do. Kinakain din nitong mga iba pang gawain mo yung schedule mo. So, hindi mo na napapansin na yung dapat mong i-prioritize ay nalalagay mo na sa dulo. Dahil yes ka ng yes sa ibang bagay. Yes ng yes ka, kaya yung dapat mo talagang unahin, nadadala na sa hulihan. Hanggang eventually, hindi mo na napagpapatuloy at hindi mo na nagagawa. Diba? Kaka-yes mo. Ang nangyari, no ang sagot. Oh no. So, paano ma-overcome? Learn to say no. Learn to say no so you could focus more on what's really important sa buhay mo. And this will help you a lot in being consistent. Right? Another, why we can't be consistent is, well, you can't find any support. Any accountability person or friend na willing tumulong sa'yo. Ang hirap nga naman kung meron kang tinatarget na gawin and parang wala ka man lang supportang nakukuha. Or tatawag dito, parang mag-cheer sa'yo, magpupush sa'yo. Nakwento ko yung tungkol sa health concern ko, no? I always open up to my wife and she's been my constant supporter na kapag nabawasan ako ng 1 pound, i-cheer niya ako. Kapag nag-gain ako, i-cheer niya rin ako na, hindi, kaya mo yan, kaya mo pa yan, go lang. And then susuportahan niya ako sa aking mga kinakain. So, importante rin na may support system po tayo. Lalo na in times na, alam mo yan, parang you feel lost. Parang you feel down. Parang you feel na insignificant naman nata itong ginagawa kong ito, kaya wag na lang. They will the one who will make sense sa iyo. Okay, dun sa bakit mo pang kailangan magpatuloy, bakit kailangan mong umulit, magpatuloy, repeat, and be consistent. Gets mo, katambay? So who are your support system? I hope meron ka. Last, why are we not consistent? Because we're afraid to fail. There's that fear of failure because we aspire to be perfect. The thing is, katambay, you will never know kung kakayanin mo or hindi if you will not try it. That's life. So, laging kong sineshare to dito sa podcast ko, when you fail, you receive 2 blessings. Number one, there's that lesson. There's that lesson na, alam mo yun, mapupulot mo dahil dito sa failure na ito. And another, now that you know na mali ito, na lalaman mo ngayon kung ano yung dapat na hindi mo nagagawin. Diba? So number one, there's that lesson that you would learn, that you will gain. And number two, meron ka ng, okay, hindi ko na dapat gawin to. Diba? So, blessing siya yung failure na ito. Yung mag-fail ka. So, don't be afraid to fail. I remember I preached this sa Feast Manila. that I asked the crowd, you always take one step forward when you choose to be brave. You choose to do something for your dream. Pero kapag nag-fail, is that a step backward? Ikaw, Katambay, what you think? Is that a step backward towards your dream? You know what? For me, Katambay, no. It's still a one step forward. Because again, you gain something. You learn something. It's still one step forward towards your dream. So don't be afraid to fail. Part yan ng proseso. But the thing is, I want to remind you, don't aspire perfection. Aspire progress. Okay? Yes, hindi mo kaagad makukuha sa umpisa. Hindi mo kaagad makukuha sa dulo. Maaring hindi rin yan yung pamamaraan na pinaplano mo. Pero, hey, what's important is not to be perfect. What's important is you're not giving up. You choose to be consistent no matter what. Alright? I want to end with a quote from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he said, success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. Greatness will come. This is the, sabihin na nating, key to success talaga, Katambay. You need to be consistent. Even in those small things, be consistent because you'll never know the impact na ginagawa nitong mga maliliit na gawain mong ito in order for you to get to your dreams. As long as paulit-ulit mo lang siyang ginagawa. That's consistency. And I'm praying for you, Katambay, na nawa sa lahat ng gampanin mo, maging consistent ka. Magugulat ka na lang one way or another, andudun ka na sa mga pinapangarap mo. Tara, dasal tayo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this message today and we ask for your grace. We ask for your guidance that as you journey with us, help us to be consistent in this life. Consistent to be good, consistent to believe in you, consistent to be better, consistent, Lord, in this hard work na ginagampanan namin. And yes, Jesus, we surrender all these dreams to you. We know one day, together, magagampanan po natin ito. This is our prayer in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, Katambay. Maraming salamat for your time and for listening. Follow me dito sa ating Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or again, sa ang platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Pakiusap ko lang, pakirate mo po itong podcast ko. Big help po sa atin yan para mas marami pa tayong ma-reach, marami tayong maimbatahan pang sumama dito sa ating tambayan. Okay? Follow me sa aking social media accounts, sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. Or if you have questions, inquiry, or even affirmations, you can send it to tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Maraming salamat sa Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Again, this is your Abundant Mindset Coach, Coach Lep. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.